Crab season just closed after being open for 2 whole months. What used to be open pretty much year-round, but now has shrunk to 5 days a week for those 2 measly months. Which, if you're a pot crabber, means you have to pull your traps Monday night and reset Wednesday morning and start all over. I guess the fishing game folks want to give the Dungeness a fighting chance against a week-long onslaught. Personally, I'm a great believer in equalizing the odds, too. So much so, in fact, that I wade into the eelgrass domain barefoot, mano-a-mano and toe-to-toe with the crustacean monsters. No sissy traps for me, fancy rigs baited with Trader Joe yuppie blends of smoked salmon and brie, dropped from party boats, passing yachts, high-end fishing boats, and vacationing sailboats. Factor in the gear, the gas, the bait, the GPS, fish finder, license, and trailer. Those Dungeness run about 2 bitcoins apiece for these folks. 4th of July, I was wading into the Dungeness jungles, unarmed except for my rusty potato rake, a bucket, and my wits. Okay, not much of a match. Bare feet crunching on clamshells and the occasional crab, just me and 18 herding herons for as far as the eye could see, about a 3-mile stretch from Pebble Beach to Mabana. Mount Rainier was perfectly framed in the straits. The Olympics were jutting up beyond Whidbey Island. The tide flowing out through the eelgrass looked like mermaid hair. Sand dollar colonies had expanded another year, and moon snails had showed up too. Big goopy bodies and giant shells eating God only knows what. Flounders, sole, rays, and passing fish. All of us working the tide flats, with the gulls and the crows and the eagles waiting for scraps. Oh, and of course, the crabs. Some folks crab for food and some crab to justify the expense of their boats, but me, I'm after the adventure. And even if I come home empty-handed without dinner, those couple hours out in the water, putting toes in another world out by the drop-off, 4-foot-built football fields distant from shore, I think it's plenty enough. Of course, it's even better when I bring back a few specimens to study, and hopefully.